From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is renewing his call for more trust building between police officers and minority communities. NPR Scott Horsley reports Obama spoke after a New York grand jury decided not to indict a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man.
President Obama says he spoke about the grand jury's decision with Attorney General Eric Holder. He refrained from commenting on the specific circumstances in New York, but Obama says the strained relations between law enforcement and black and Latino communities is overdue for repair.
We are not going to let up until we see a strengthening of the trust and a strengthening of the accountability that exists between our communities and our law enforcement.
Obama was quick to add that police officers have an incredibly difficult job, but he said they can only do that job effectively if people of all backgrounds have confidence that they're being treated fairly. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Justice Department is confirming tonight it will conduct a federal investigation into the chokehold death of Eric Garner. The announcement from Attorney General Eric Holder coming as protesters have taken to the streets in New York to show their opposition to the grand jury decision. The Attorney General says he met with the President today. He says the Federal Civil Rights Probe will include a complete review of the local case.
Earlier today, the grand jury declined to return an indictment in this case. Now that the local investigation has concluded, I'm here to announce that the Justice Department will proceed with a federal civil rights investigation into Mr. Garner's death.
To mount a prosecution in police misconduct cases, federal officials do need to meet an extremely difficult legal standard, that the officer willfully violated a victim's civil rights using more force than the law allowed. U.S. crude oil prices rose today, closing above $67 a barrel. This trade has reacted to a surprise decline in U.S. inventories. But as NPR's John Itzty explains, the price of Brent crude, the global benchmark, fell below $70 a barrel.
The drop in the global benchmark came after reports that officials in Saudi Arabia, OPEC's leading producer, expect prices to decline further and settle around $60 a barrel. Last week, OPEC decided not to cut production to support higher prices. The Saudi strategy is to absorb lower prices and protect market share. Lower oil prices are a gift for consumers, but they're squeezing producers, including OPEC members, who depend on oil to fund their governments. New data also provided the first evidence that lower prices are cooling the red-hot shale oil boom in the U.S. Drilling Info, an industry data firm, said permits for new shale wells dropped 15% in October. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Labor Department says productivity, a measure of output per hour worked, increased at a 2.3% annual rate in the third quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 33 points today. This is NPR. A second day of much-needed rain in portions of still parched California. However, with all that rain also comes problems of flooding and mudslides. Inland areas east of Los Angeles were expected to see the strongest rainfall today, and there are concerns in some areas of Southern California that were scorched by wildfires. Yesterday, an area northwest of Los Angeles was hit by gushing water and debris, which poured down hillsides. It forced the evacuation of about 75 homes for much of the day, though no major damage was reported. Japan has launched a space probe aimed at a distant asteroid. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. The mission will look for clues about the origins of life on Earth.
After a couple of weather delays, the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft lifted off from a space center on Tanegashima Island. It's now headed for an asteroid, which has been orbiting between the Earth and Mars for the past 6 years. The plan is for the spacecraft to put a lander on the asteroid in mid-2018. It will then return to Earth with samples from the asteroid by 2020. Hayabusa 2's predecessor was the first to put a lander on an asteroid and retrieve samples. It returned to Earth in 2010. Asteroids contain organic minerals and water, the building blocks of life. Scientists hope to examine them to find out more about how life developed on Earth. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Federal judges ruled several big banks suing retailer Target Corporation over a recent data breach have the right to proceed with their case. Judge ruling there's plausible case for negligence. The Minneapolis-based company faces a number of suits following a major data breach last year in which hackers were able to steal millions of customers' debit and credit card records. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.